So they had some meetings that would go on forever.
Call to order. Calling meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Board to order. We'll begin with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the roll call. Is Max Carter's here today with us? Thank you.
I'm here.
Gary Williams?
I'm here.
Here's Earl Barbeau. First order is public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Okay. First, we're going to do the approval of the minutes of October 27th, 2022. Any questions or comments on the minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes for October 27th, 2022.
Motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion, minutes approved. Approval for the agenda for November 10, 2022, and hold and combine or delete any items for possible action.
I make a motion to accept the agenda for November 10th, 2022.
All in favor?
Aye.
Formal, informal items. The applications are available until November 15th for appointments by the Clark County Board of County Commissioners to serve on the Sunrise Manor Town Board for a 2-year term beginning January 2023.
Thank you. I think everyone has sent it in. I think we're just waiting on one more. Thank you all for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, let's begin the planning and zoning meeting. Item number one, UC 220567, HSJC Investments Limited for use permits for the following items. One, on-premises consumption of alcohol for a supper club. And two, reduce the separation from a supper club to residential use in conjunction with the existing shopping center on 1.9 acres in a C1 local business zone, generally located on the south area of Sahara Avenue on the east side of Link Street within Sunrise Manor. Possible action 12-6-22, Planning Commission. Anybody here?
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Here on behalf of the applicant, Jeff Donato. Like this way, should I show it to you guys? Would it be easier if I could show it to you guys? So we have an existing restaurant known as Dirt Dog within this shopping center right here. It's located at 5105 East Sahara. The major cross streets are here, Sahara, and right here is Nellis. We're asking for two use permits. First one is for a supper club in conjunction with our existing restaurant. And the second one is a use permit to reduce the distance separation between supper club and residential. As you can see in the site plan, the existing restaurant is kind of in the middle of the shopping center. There is a dedicated alley that runs behind it. So the way it's measured is it's from the back of the building to the residential. And this is the back. It's hard to see here. But from the back of the building to the residential, we're at about 29, 30 feet, where we need to be 200 feet. And then no activity is going to be taking place out back in the alley. All activity will be inside. The front of the building does face Sahara. And if you were to measure the distance as the vehicle travels. So if you were to measure from here and come down here to where the residence property is, so here's the existing restaurant, come down here and go all the way over here, we're about 700 feet from the way the vehicle travels. There is a block wall that separates the property line of the residential property and the back of the building, and staff's recommending approval, and we're here seeking your approval as well. We're here to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, any questions from the board?
I just have a comment, not necessarily a question. Actually been in that Dirt Dogs. You guys done an excellent job on the renovation and the inside, and it looks really nice. From what was there, it's a great job what you guys have done so far. So that's all I had, just to tell you know that it's an upgrade from what it was.
Any other questions from the board?
Move to approve with all staff recommendations.
Move to approve with all staff recommendation. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you very much.
Item 2. UC 220583, Harsh Investment Properties. Use permit to increase the height of an existing communication tower. Waiver of development standards for encroachment into airspace. Designed for modifications to the existing communications tower. Associated equipment on a portion of 4.4 acres of M2 industrial, AE70, AE75 zone. General located on the north side of El Campo Grande and west side of Hollywood Boulevard within Sunrise Manor planning area. Possible action, December 6, 22, Planning Commission.
Good evening, Stephen Gibson, SBA Communications, 8975 South Pecos for Henderson on behalf of the applicant. This application proposes the modification of the existing tower to support new use by T-Mobile. The tower is currently occupied at T-Mobile's preferred height. To address potential blocking of the signal, T-Mobile is proposing a 10-foot height extension for a maximum height of 91 feet with pertinences. We're in agreement with staff's report, including all conditions. Thank you.
Any comments or questions from the audience? Hearing none, any comments and questions for the board?
I have none. I would move to...
I have one question. Did you check with the Air Force?
Yes. We have an FAA approval that included a petition period that expired, and that's final now.
Okay. Flying, you got no problem?
Yeah, I talked to Mark Donahue, and he confirmed that to me. Oh. You guys were working with Nelson Air Force.
Okay, cool. Okay, you're up.
All right, I move or make a motion to approve the application and based on staff recommendation.
Motion on the floor to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion approved. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it. General business. Any general business? Okay. Any comments by the general public? A period devoted for comments by the general public, since being no public here. We'll go with that. Any comments from the staff? Any comments from the commissioners? Okay.
Nothing at this point, just like I said, gotten your applications in. Should be deadline's the 15th.
Okay. Thank you.
I do want to let you know ahead of time that I'll be out the country on December 1st, so I will not be able to make the December 1st meeting.
Thank you.
But if you don't mind, I still like to read the package and see what's being approved or what's going on, if you can still send it though. If you can still send it to me, I still look through it.
I've been waiting for you when you get home. You get it now, you can take it on the plane.
It's not a long trip, it's just a weekend trip with my daughter. It's her birthday, and so she wanted to go to Cancun.
You're going like a 10-hour flight. Perfect reading material.
Yeah.
Pull out your plane.
Wednesday to Monday, I wish.
Okay, next meeting date, December 1, 2022. Meeting is adjourned.
You guys have a happy Thanksgiving. Man, you